Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to our FreeCL seminars. This is our fourth seminar of this term, and I'm absolutely delighted to introduce our speaker, Professor Catherine Malecki. Professor Malecki is professor of private law at Rennes University too, and she's also a member of IUF, where she's also the fundamental chair. She's also a member of European Corporate Governance Institute. Professor Malecki's main research areas are in the areas of corporate governance with a focus on corporate social responsibility and sustainable finance, including from a comparative perspective. In addition to her extensive academic experience, Professor Malecki has acted as an expert for a number of governmental and sort of other reports. And today she's going to talk to us about a very timely topic of sustainable boards, European and French perspectives at the time of the EU omnibus package. So I'm very much looking forward to your presentation, and I will now pass the floor to you. Something like 25 to 30 minutes. I'm just going to start the slides as well.
I would like to thank very much Professor Stifek, Professor Ferrand, and Professor, next, future Professor Lara Farian for inviting me to take part in this seminar. So you could look at the title. I decided to talk about sustainable boards and not especially on climate or sustainable director duties, but as you will see, I will very often talk about director's duty. But I just want to present in a very short, in general introduction, the general background. Why? Because, as you know, it's very hard to embrace, at the same time, all these different regulations coming from the international level, urban level, and because of the omnibus package, because of the, of course, the European Parliament's final position, which has been adopted on last Thursday, of course, rather more at a, quite surprisingly, at a national level. So very, very briefly, international level, we all know that we have to tackle climate change, that it is an urgency, and I will come back later to the urgency, but how it is possible to publish regulations in an urgency if they are too complex. So if we think about the stop the clock EU regulation. So at an international level, of course, because I'm French, I can't help but quote the Paris Climate Agreement because it is being to be, 10 years old. So happy birthday to the Paris Climate Agreement. It took place in Paris, you know that. The French people are very pretentious. So we do have also, everything, I'm sure about that. The OECD guidelines, which has been revised. And of course, right now in Belém, the famous COP30 is taking place, Amazonia. So, and also, of course, I will come back later to all this. So we have to tackle climate change. One may wonder if now, today, the European Green Deal is dead. You know what I mean? But in my opinion, not at all. Not at all. All the main goals in the European Green Deal still remain. So you all know that we have to think, just it's a very brief introduction, but broadly, we have to embrace the taxonomy regulations, especially the Article 8, CSRD, CS3D, and of course, because it is today the trilogues negotiations are starting, so it's we could what's on. So what about the CSRD? Very briefly, the CSRD is always, presented as a just sustainable report. But it does, have a large part of extraterritoriality And there are not many, many papers on that kind of extraterritoriality. And I would like to emphasize that because of the MIBICS package, of course, that we, it might be a good option to help boats to be more sustainable, because this kind of extraterritoriality is mostly based, it's an innovative, it's rather different from the CS3D base of the control. So you know everything, I'm sure about that. So everything. So you know also that the double materiality principle is not dead too, but it is going to be simplified. And you know that the novelty of this principle, very short, very briefly presented, is that companies, regarding specific criteria, of course, have to take into account their principal adverse impacts, their negative externalities on the environment, on human rights. And in France, again, as you will see, on also health. It's quite, and climate change, no, it's quite broadly different. Just, so we have to think about the fact that since the omnibus package, the doors would be widely opened, in my opinion, again, to more sustainable compliance. More sustainable compliance because the omnibus package is going to, open the doors to more flexibility, progression in disclosure, more risk-based on proportionate approach, on voluntary standards. So you all know everything. So what about, again, sustainable boards? And I will ask a very theoretical question later to all through the audience, because I haven't found the answer yet. So boards are facing nowadays sustainable compliance. And if you look everywhere, you know, at the very different regulation, you could, you know, pick up the word comply, the why description, not on director's duty, but look at in yellow, the role of administrative management, supervisory bodies, very, you know. So, you know, we could think in terms of a collective board. It's just a proposal today, because I'm thinking about the omnibus package, so things might change. So again, there is a kind of self-description by, you know, the board itself to explain to what extent they do have specific skills in such, you know, in sustainable issues. And again, look at this different word. You look to comply with these new requirements, comply with the sustainability standards. So all these regulations are not going to be removed by the omnibus package. So the CSSD is not dead, and I will focus on CSSD already. Why? You could ask me why. Because of the scope of the CS3D. And even if the scope of the CS3D is going to be reduced, so as you know, more European companies are going to be concerned by the CS3D. And you will understand later why I would like to insist on the fact that the CS3D will be, in my opinion, the backstone of all this regulation. Not because the CS3D is going to be in a kind of special regulation, not very effective in my opinion. But so, and you know also that the famous Article 24 has been removed. I have a specific question to ask. As you know, Australia has adopted a reform 1 year ago based on the famous duty to act in good faith in the best interest of companies. So it doesn't exist in France in our law. This in our commercial code, of course, it does exist in our corporate governance code, Code of Medef, of course, for big, huge listed companies. But this might be a good option to help boards to be more sustainable, accountable. We could think about it. So, again, so what about specific sustainable director duties? Again, it might be a very good paper, interesting paper for young academic, because it is again a question of terminology, you know. The director's definition is not the same at all across the EU. But we could find new kind of new duties, sustainable, that I don't know how to call them, coming from the CSRD 3CD too. Because in the CSRD, again, there is a large part of due diligence and with stakeholders. So very interesting. And of course, because I'm French, I have to mention the very interesting report of the French Market Authority. And what we could find potentially new sustainable directors duty coming, because I do like, but because it might be very helpful, soft law, of course, soft law, French, for example, corporate governance code. And hard law is not, of, you know, right, the right term, but sometimes soft law might be harder than hard law. So you know what I mean? So what about climate-related plans? So the climate-related plans, you know, from the CSRD are not going to be removed. But you know that the climate-related plans coming from the CSRD are going to be absolutely deleted. So look, again, there is a kind of sustainable, you know, compliance, because they have to, the boards, because boards have to set out the sustainable strategy. Of course, it might find some help from specific committees, of course, everywhere in France too. So look, a description of the outcome of the actions for climate change mitigation. It is widely, widely defined. So again, I have no time enough to present everything. You know this colossal and awful, awful EPRAG norms. You know, again, that they would be simplified. And in a way, it's a good thing, because everybody is criticizing the omnibus. But of course, we need simplification to help European companies to be more competitive in across the world. So, and it was too complex. So we have to, of course, to welcome, in a way, the omnibus package. We have to be realistic. So, you know, again, cooperation with stakeholders in the reasonable diligence process. Look at, you know. So what about CS3D? What about the CS3D after the European Parliament's position? First of all, the climate plans, I can call it like that, are going to be removed. And it's quite different from the position of the European Council in June. You know? So, again, it is the reason why I wanted to insist on, at the beginning of this very short presentation, on the climate-related plan from the CSRD. So, again, look at it. Again, no more transition. Is it a good option? Probably, I don't know, of course. Why not, in a way? Because we do have another one. And because, again, more companies are going to be concerned by the CSRD. You know what I mean? So, again, director's duty after. You know, so it's just, you know everything, the scopes. So how many European companies are going to fit within the scope of the CSRD and the CS3D? Look, the new threshold for the other employees. So more 250 employees. And so at the end of the day, more European companies are going to be concerned by the CSRD rather than by the CS3D. So such it is on the European presentation. Of course, as I'm French, I have to promote the French Market Authority, and you know that we do have the French Market Authority is working all the time very closely with the ESMA, so it might be very interesting. So, in my opinion, how you know can boards and not especially directors, I will think about it later, might be more responsible. So you could be disappointed because regarding the CSRD, no new civil liability regime. So we have to come back to, each different civil liability regime coming from each segment. What about France? In France, everything is okay. It's la vie est un long fleuve tranquille. Yes, it means that you could function very quietly. Now, you know, we why? Because we do have a specific fault called unrelated to the performance of an executive duties, called in French is better, it's difficult to translate, called faute séparable des fonctions. What does it mean? It's very hard to issue to a derivative action against boards or each member. It's up. And there is also, it is not open to third parties, so not to stakeholders or to. So, what about the CSO, the extraterritoriality? You know that American academic were very enthusiastic about this part, but you know that it is going to be mostly simplified, especially with indirect risk in the supply chain. I have no time to present it. So the CS3D to have more responsibility about. I would hope that within the CSRD we might find different options to help boards or directors to be more responsible, but I'm not sure about that. But also, and you know, Article 29 is confirmed by the European Parliament, it is going to be delayed, but look, the European Parliament's position decided to add, would have to fully compensate victims for damages. It is a new, very short sentence, but it has been added. So, again, the famous negative externalities might have an impact on board responsibilities. I'm not, specialized in UK law, company law, but you might ask if the French Pact law made any difference. Nothing. No jurisprudence coming from the French Pact law, and we were very enthusiastic at that time. It was, nothing new on this, but we were so enthusiastic because, we changed a very old article, 1133, which hasn't been changed since 1804, civil code, again. So what about the pressure? The stable pressure might come from, of course, stakeholders, and of course, shareholders. And I would like to mention the very interesting paper written by Zoffero and Mr. Carvalho on how to reconcile shareholders with people and planet. So the pressure, I fully agree with this paper, the pressure coming from shareholders might be very helpful in a way. But I'm also convinced that we might need a kind of pressure coming from stakeholders too.
Kind of mix.
And what is the difference between them? Because the stakeholders are so different. In the case La Poste, it was employees. And you have NGO, press, hedge funds, class activists, so many. So affected stakeholders. So many different. So the pressure is quite different. And of course, in France, there is a huge debate because, again, we are always insisted on the fact that, for example, the due vigilance plan is publishing by the company. But who is in charge of the sustainable strategy? Board. But so that it will be, what about each of the different directors? I will come back. So the pressure, what about this pressure? This pressure might be interested because we do have definitions, but I'm not so enthusiastic because all these definitions are going to be simplified. Why not? I would like, remember the first slide, international level. So we have chapter 6. What about chapter 6? Chapter 6 is very strange. It aims to promote sustainability and resilience, and it mentions the interests of stakeholders. And on the other side, in the same OECD guideline principles, you have business judgment rule. But again, what about France? Oh, Cocorico. What about France, French Revolution? Of course, of course. You all know that France, first of all, was the first state member to have Interministerial Day. Germany, but Germany has not implemented at all. Yes, I didn't know that. And you know that our French law is 8 years old, and nothing happened until the COVID crisis. And then many things happened. Why? Because we created a specific chamber dedicated, you know that, to, you know, what we call emerging litigation, with specific judges, very who have absolutely, who are open-minded to these issues, and who have specific skills, and it might be helpful, or many things. So the state of the state, what about the state of the French law? Again, what about, you know, how to help to be more sustainable? You might ask, what are the sanctions? Because we are always focused, like the NGO, you know, on the climate-related plan, on the 1.5, you know, greenhouse gas emission. So we have, look at this slide, specific sanctions coming from our ordinance, which has implemented the CSRD first in the IU. But look, are they good sanctions? Look in what case, as is, you know, so in fact, yet there is no jurisprudence. It's too early. But the injunction procedure might be interesting because it is widely open to any interested party. And in France, we think it in a broader sense. You know, there is jurisprudence in different law, you know, in labor law. So we are very, we know how it works. Look, but it's only to ask the president of the Cour to produce, communicate, and transmit sustainability information. It is not to a civil liability regime, but it might be helpful. And you may ask me if it has happened. No, see, now. So what about direct liability? They can't fall asleep quietly now. Because we had a very nice report from the Haut Comité Juridique, or your high-level committee from the place of Paris. But as you know, boards defined broadly, we have to think about men and women. So, and men and women, and especially they are not collège de directeurs, are very specific, you know, in charge of they are not a member of the board, but they were convinced, you know, that the CSRD was good. It is the reason why they were well prepared to publish the first, and in fact, we did have the first, sustainable report under our ordinance. But what about, you know, how to, this is my main question, how to engage, you know, the civil liability? Against the boards, against each director, we have an old, 15 years old case, Crédit Martinique case, very interesting case. And if you look at this case, I have no time to explain it now, but we could, you know, a lawyer could, with a great imagination, and they have to, of course, might, for example, prove that not take into account each kind of, you know, sustainable issues, might be a wrongful decision. Why not? It will depend on the 40 of the first level and the 34, the chamber, I will come back, of Court of Appeal. What about the stakeholder dialogue? It is another option to help boards to be more sustainable. Again and again. I have 5 minutes. Again, I have no time, but you know that We didn't have any many cases until last year. Why? Regarding the due diligence. Because there were many obstacles in terms of procedural obstacles. And things are moving. You know, things are moving, Total Energy, the EDF and VG Group. So, and again, we all know that there is a huge rise of climate degradation throughout the world. You know everything. So, Japanese case, French case. And again, what about France? We do have the famous case La Poste, and La Poste, for Court of Appeal, look, the new chamber called Paul V, Chamber 12, so we 5-12, on June this year. This case is very interesting in terms of probably board's responsibility, because you know, La Poste produced a very general mapping in terms of general term. It was a case based on the employees of La Poste, a risk of they were facing risk of alcoholism where they drive to deliver, you know what I mean. So this case is very interesting because it does refer expressly to Article 8 and 9, even if they are going to pitch. And of course, for the first time, what is most interesting for this presentation is that La Poste, the Court of Appeal of Paris, proposed a very interesting criterion based on severity associated with high probability. So what you have to face so different risks. So what you know, you have to identify, you know, and to, of course, to take decisions. So I would like just come back to La Poste. This, you know, the point five is a very, in fact, in my opinion, the most interesting progress. So again, one boards. Directors, again in France, of course, we did implement the women boards. There are many, many interesting papers coming from management explaining that if we you have more many women, you know, if Lehman Brothers would have been called Lehman Sisters, we have had financial crisis. You know this debate. More women, diversity, why not? I'm not sure, but we implemented the women on boards, and there is a main challenge for stakeholders. Look, because as directors representing employees are now included. Look, it's very interesting. In the category of directors representing shareholders. You know what I mean? So it's quite a narrow door to open for the stakeholder. So they, of course, we need better regulation. You have the BGR, you have, I mentioned, of course, a very interesting paper, reconciliation, we must see interests of people. I just want to add the very interesting paper written by Suzanne Watson and Liz Buckley, and of course, of the Australia. So my main question is the following question. Do we need specific definitions, you know, sustainable definitions, or do sustainable compliance be a good option to enhance, to make progress in the wide definition of sustainable corporate governance? It's a question, very interesting question. Do we act, could we act, or should we act collectively? And we would see in France, again, you have to think at a national level, because we, especially in the due diligence, so because of the CS3, you know that. So, or do we have to think about each director, you know? And in the Crédit Martinique case, law, French case law, one director, you know, was condemned. So, and remember the beginning of this presentation, I was trying to emphasize that there is a lot of sustainable compliance. So most of the result is coming from the way in which the sustainable competence is good, ethical, everything. And so I think this is the most the crucial slide. I tried to propose possible avenues: sustainable compliance, better regulation, coming from, of course, we need reconciliation, a kind of reconciliation, but in an effective way, not just a dream. Otherwise, it could be, might be fading hopes in that term. And because also, you know that sustainability is an umbrella concept. You know that. So prudence use, in my opinion, of BGR, corporate reputation risk, reliable certificate process, and there are also unresolved issues. AI, it's a field topic, so everything. And in my opinion, regarding the late, could we face a kind of paradoxal, Brussels effect? What will happen about the other companies, which are, of course, as you know, the scope is going to be restricted to 80%. So what about, in my opinion, we could have two speedboards. So I thank you very much. Further reading, everybody, me, and it is finished.
Thank you.